Hello and welcome to Football. Lots to talk about today. Going to go through yet more transfer news. So, the top story is, of course, Barcelona's bid for Paul Pogba. Now, for those of you who don't know, Barcelona offered £45 million and two players. One is Yerry Mina, the centre back that United have supposedly been after. And a midfielder called Andre Gomez, so basically two squad players and 45 million. Obviously, United rejected that probably without thinking. It's an absolutely derisory offer. Somebody put said on Twitter, we should just offer, in retaliation, we should offer Smalling and Jones and 50 million for Lionel Messi, which is funny. But yeah, that's just complete rubbish. But there are worrying, noises coming out of Old Trafford. All of the people who are ITK or in the know have been making out, well, they're making out now that they've been saying since back in February or March that they've been reporting that Mourinho and Pogba have fallen out. So I don't know how much how true that is. I don't know if you remember there was a Paul Pogba received an injury last year, and I think it was just due to his lifestyle, like his sort of things he was doing away from the field, and he went to LA to get treatment, and I think both things just really annoyed Mourinho, and they've properly fallen out. I'm not sure about that because I do remember again after we beat Liverpool, Pogba didn't play. Pogba hugged Mourinho in front of the cameras and things like that. So I don't know. I'll have to take it with a pinch of salt, but that's sort of where we are with that. Moving on to other transfer news. United are going in for Alderweireld. I was told that was going to happen. I was also told Willian was going to happen, but the transfer window shuts day after tomorrow, so it's going to be very, very tough to get any sort of deals done. And I think this could be a disastrous transfer window for Manchester United. Moving on to other clubs, Chelsea, they've Thibaut Courtois is not reporting for training. He wants to force through a move to Real Madrid. In response, Chelsea want to sign Jack Butland, who I just think will be a massive downgrade. There's also some talk about them wanting to sign Oblak for 89 million. He's very highly rated. If they can get that deal done in time, that would be good for Chelsea. It's all just looking very unlikely with so many, with such little time left, unless you can get a deal done very quickly in 2 days. It just doesn't look likely. Which brings me back to another point, which is this decision for the English teams to close the transfer window early was just complete madness. Because going back to the Pogba story, yep, the English window shuts this Thursday, but theoretically Barcelona have got until the 31st to still, just to peck away at Pogba, just to keep on submitting bids to try and unsettle him. If United get off to a bad start to the season, if he doesn't play, and you don't know if like the Martial situation causes upset in the United camp, then it just could just, could see him leave. And one of the guys that was doing a live stream yesterday, and In the Know guy, was saying that he just doesn't think that Pogba will be there at the end of the transfer window, which, would be a disaster for United, given that we can't sign anybody. I mean, like, if we were to get like a 150 million out of Barcelona or something for him, then yeah, if we could go on a bit of a spending spree and buy that fullback and buy the right winger and buy maybe another centre mid or a striker, and then you got money, you spent the money that way, then that's great. But I just can't see anything, any of that happening. And there's obviously with United, there's concerns around the debt surrounding the club, because apparently the debt is what gets prioritised over signing players, which is just ridiculous, seeing as a club like Manchester United don't need to be in debt. Were we owned by anyone other than the Glazers, really? Just like if you actually owned anyone who had some money to their name rather than who had to finance themselves to the hilt to buy the club. Other news, apparently Stan Kroenke has made an offer to buy Arsenal outright, to buy out Usmanov. I don't know really what that means. All I know is that if you get 100% saddled with an American owner, that's bad for your club. I wouldn't recommend it. So that's it for this morning. I'll be back again soon, hopefully tomorrow, where we'll go through any new transfer developments and anything that sort of happens between now and then. Bye bye.